powered. And she's going to talk about archaeologists. What is an archaeologist?
I'm glad you asked that question because sometimes people are confused. Archaeologists study humans in the past, and that's different from a geologist who studies the rocks from the ancient past, or a paleontologist who would study the dinosaurs and the plants, the ancient plants and animals, the living things from the very ancient past. We study just the humans.
Okay, what is a typical day for an archaeologist?
Well, our day, or if I can expand a little, our typical year is kind of split into two jobs, one outdoors and one indoors, and that's why I like my job so much. Part of the time we are out working in the state parks to find the archaeology that's there, figure out how old it is and how important it is, and then the other part of the time we're inside studying it and writing our reports. I brought a few things to kind of illustrate how we do our work. This is a USGS quad map and a compass, and these are the tools that we use when we work out in parks. The compass allows us to plot things that we find on a map, and later, of course, the GIS system, they're put into that system to be on our park maps. It also helps us to find our way if we were to go into an area. You use a compass, and a lot of people learn how to use compasses in scouting and other things, so that's important. This is a trowel, an archaeological tool that we use. It's kind of like a little bitty shovel. What we do is we sharpen up the edges so that it cuts a very smooth slice through the dirt, and that allows us to see any patterns that might be in the dirt. There could be a mark from an old post hole, or sometimes the dirt is in layers, and each layer is of a certain age. So we use these trowels to help us find what is in the dirt. So that's the outdoor part. The indoor part, we study the objects that we find. This particular piece here is a potsherd from Waco Tanks State Park. And you can see, if you look at it sideways, you can see the shape of the vessel. It had a smaller neck and it kind of opened out. So there's one clue. Another clue is, here's the curve that shows you how round the vessel was, how big the mouth was, and the size of the vessel tells us a lot about how many people might have been served out of the vessel. It's decorated with a black and a red paint. It's kind of faint, but you can see it. And decorations would change through time, just like styles of clothing. That helps us age the pot. On the edge, I'm going to use this hand lens to look. I don't know if folks out in the viewing world can see this, but there's little bitty pieces of white rock in this pottery, and those rocks come from somewhere in that El Paso region. So by studying where those rocks first came from, we can learn where this pot was made. And finally, there's things like a residue inside of the pot, maybe from the food that was cooked. And that's kind of a microscopic thing. And then when we're all done with that work, we'll write an archaeological report, which will say something about the materials that we found and what their importance is, and it'll help share that with the public. So I'm afraid that's more like my typical year rather than my typical day, but we do all those things when we do archaeology.
We have a question from Clovis. He asks, do you get to keep the stuff you find?
That is a very good question. Now, people often think that might be true, but particularly in the state parks, the items like this really belong to everybody in Texas, not just one person. So that's why it's important to study them and write reports so everybody can learn from them. But you'll notice when you go into a park, you'll often see a sign that says that all of the rocks and the plants and all of the items, the archaeological pieces that are in the park, belong to the state of Texas rather than one person. So we don't keep them. We put them in a museum where they can be studied later.
Are there certain types of climates you work in?
Well, we work all year round. We work when it's hot, cold, when it's raining. And that brings me to another point. It's a good field for women. I sometimes think that women are very good at putting up with conditions that are a little bit unpleasant. So it's a place where a woman can do just as well as a man, even if she's not particularly big or strong.
What are the best types of areas to work in to find things?
Well, almost all of the state parks are very good places to find archaeology because they were selected because of their natural beauty. So we sometimes find that a place where we would like to camp today is there'll be a prehistoric campsite there that's many thousands of years old. But that's part of our challenge, is to figure out how to protect that old campsite and still allow people today to camp and enjoy the park as well.
As an archaeologist, what percent is mental and what percent is physical?
Oh, I'd say there's a substantial mental part. People sometimes call an archaeologist a detective, and we are truly out in the natural world looking for little clues. So you'll see something that doesn't seem important at the time, and later you'll realize that it's part of a pattern, that there are many things like that. But all you have at first is a tiny clue. So you always have to be thinking. Even if you're just walking along, you may see something that's very important later.
Why does Texas Park and Wildlife need archaeologists?
Well, part of our mission is to take care of all the natural and cultural resources in our parks. So we need to know where they are so that we can avoid accidentally damaging them. But above and beyond that, we like to learn what's in our parks so that we can educate the public about what we have and share that information, make them have a greater feeling for the value of what's out there.
Let's say I wanted to be an archaeologist. How would I prepare in school?
Well, right now you could do some outdoor activities to get comfortable in the outdoors. You need to be a good writer. Eventually, when you go to college, you need a 4-year degree. And then you need field training as an archaeologist.
Thank you, Margaret. Now we have Tamika. She's going to visit with someone who studies the coast. And I think she might brought us a couple of things for Tamika to share.